Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Thanks for being here. It's time for another Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Walter Storholt here alongside David Dickens, President and Wealth Advisor at KC Financial Advisors, serving you in Kansas City with an office in Overland Park. You can find us online by going to coveryourassetskc.com. David, y'all rested up and ready for another podcast today?
Well, I think I'm as rested as I need to be to do this podcast. So I'm excited about the topic. I think we're going to have some fun today.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, go ahead and stretch, get limber and ready for today's program and the world's worst segue as we talk about stretch IRAs on today's show. We're going to give you the three things you need to know about this term, a stretch IRA. So give us the 30,000 foot view here, David, to get things started. What in the world is a stretch IRA? I didn't exactly see that on the menu when I was looking through my IRA options.
No, you didn't. But it's super important. So all it is, what we're talking about today are if you inherit an IRA from a family member or somebody that's not a family member, you have an option of not only inheriting the money, but also inheriting the IRA structure, which can maintain that tax-deferred growth status for a lot of years into the future. So this is, I think, a super important topic for anybody who's going to inherit money that happens to be in an IRA. Maybe the best way to frame it up is just a quickie little example. Let's say we've got a family, a mother and father, and three adult children. And the father's already deceased, and the mother inherited his IRA and added it to her own. But when mom dies, then the three kids are her named beneficiaries, and they have choices to make. And that is where the stretch IRA or the inherited IRA, or sometimes called a beneficiary IRA, that's when all that comes into play.
So the stretch element of this isn't like a product you're picking off of the menu sheet. It's really kind of encapsulating what the strategy is all about.
Exactly. So once you have a stretch IRA or a beneficiary IRA, you could invest that anywhere in a bank CD or an annuity or stocks or bonds or mutual funds or anything you want, but it's all about maintaining that tax-deferred structure through the life of the beneficiary if that's what they choose.
Okay, very cool. So it's not just about the dollars, but about the structure of it all as well. So about stretch IRAs, I know that you've put together a list of three things you must know about stretch IRAs, and that's what we're going to cover on today's show. So what's the first important item we should know?
Well, the first thing is that each of those three beneficiaries, so in my example, I teed up three kids, three adult kids that are the beneficiaries. And the important thing to know is that each of those three can choose their own path. Huh. They don't have to do this together. So let's say a couple of them have terrific jobs, their spouses are employed, they're doing great on saving their own for their own retirement, and they don't need that money for whatever reason. They may be the ones that choose to stretch that out over time and, in effect, turn it into kind of one of their own retirement assets. But then if number three kid, beneficiary, decides that they need the money now, it is totally their option to take the money all in that year. So key number one is that each beneficiary gets to choose their own inheritance method.
Which makes a lot of sense. We all have different kind of needs and goals and, you know, situations that we're in. So that flexibility has got to be key for a lot of folks to be able to, one kid can do it this way, another beneficiary can do it that way.
It is. And boy, the more you see inside of families, it is really common that there would be beneficiaries that need or want to do different things with the money they inherit.
Yep, that's logical. Makes a lot of sense. What about the second thing we need to know about stretch IRAs?
Well, so if in my example, you're one of the two beneficiaries who decide to stretch it out, you get to decide how and when to take the money. So here's what I mean by that. Our listeners have probably heard of the phrase required minimum distributions. And so that's when the IRS starts making you take money out of your IRA after age 70 and a half. But if you inherit an IRA, and let's say you're 36 years old, the IRS has a schedule for that too. And once you inherit an IRA, you have to start taking money out of it a little bit each year. But the important thing to remember is that let's say that you have brother number one and he decides, you know, I don't want to take all the money out in this year. Let's say that they each inherited a $300,000 piece of mom's $900,000 IRA. So brother number one, he decided, no, I'm just going to take it all in this year. He's not going to do a stretch. But the last two kids are. So the second one decides, you know what, I think I'd like to take a required minimum distribution, pretty small amount, for the first 3 or 4 or 5 years. But I want to buy a big new house, or he has something in mind. He can take the entire rest of the amount out in year 5 or year 7 or year 9 or whatever makes him happy. And let's say that the third beneficiary decides, I have no need for this money. I'm going to take out the required minimum only until I'm gone. So that could be another 60 or 70 years that that money could stay inside of his mother's IRA with his name on it now. And all he has to do is take out the required minimum distribution. Goes up a little bit each year. The percentage he has to take out goes up a little bit each year. But there's never a requirement that he has to take the entire amount out. The reason that's important, if that's not obvious, the reason that's important is this. Remember, Walter, I said that the first brother was just going to take out his $300,000 all in one shot.
Right.
Well, that's probably going to put him in either the 24 or the 32% bracket, tax bracket, depending on what other income he has. And so what that means is that Uncle Sam is going to get about a somewhere between a 25 and a 30% bite of that right off the top. And then if he lives in Kansas or Missouri, then he's going to send another 5% of it over to Topeka or to Jeff City for state taxes. So all of a sudden, of that $300,000 he gets, he may shoot $90,000 of it right out the door in taxes, whereas the other two of his brothers are going to be able to spread that tax burden over future years.
That's pretty neat to, again, I'm hearing more and more just flexibility. I'm associating that word with the stretch IRA, just so many different layers where you can sort of choose your ending, if that makes sense.
Exactly. So as long as you know the rules, there are lots of choices that you get to make, and they can all help you fit this inheritance into your own tax situation, your own retirement planning situation, and your own family situation.
So how many folks, David, is a stretch IRA going to make sense for? Is this just something that you're doing once in a blue moon for a client, or is this a pretty frequent encounter where you start bringing this topic up with folks?
It's something we do on a very regular basis. Most people, when you bring up the tax consequences of liquidating that entire IRA in one tax year, that's usually pretty unattractive for most people who inherit money.
Eye-opening.
And so it is very eye-opening. And so if they can spread that out at least over a couple years, maybe not the rest of their lifetime, but if they choose to do it over a couple years, it puts them in a little bit more control over their tax situation. So it's actually quite common. And as more baby boomers get older and older and start dying off, those pots of money, which, you know, we've done great jobs of saving up in our 401ks and our 403bs and our IRAs, those are all those tax-deferred pots of money that can be inherited, and the tax deferral can go to the beneficiaries.
Well, I know that talking about a stretch IRA would be something that comes up during your complete planning review, the process that you have created and crafted to help people better prepare for their financial future and for retirement. For somebody who's maybe new to the podcast and new to KC Financial Advisors, give me a brief overview of that CPR and what people can expect.
Yeah, and especially as it relates to this topic, I can think of a situation where we were meeting with a brand new client. And she was going to inherit some money. In this case, it was from a sister. But this really goes to the third thing you have to know about a stretch IRA. So in that complete planning review, we figured out that she was soon to be getting this stretch IRA. And so the third key with this is to make sure that you title the new account correctly. If you mess up the titling of that account, then it becomes a taxable event, and it is an irrevocable mistake. So the proper titling, let's, you know, to use a generic name, let's say John Doe, but let's say that the original IRA was in his mother's name, Jane Doe IRA. The new IRA, the stretch IRA that we figured out during this complete planning review, was for the new IRA to be called the John Doe Beneficiary IRA of Jane Doe. Her name, mom's name, is on this stretch IRA forever, as is the kid, the adult kid, who inherits it. If you don't do it that way, it no longer is an IRA, and that's a taxable event. So a lot of times these planning reviews that we do for people help us identify those types of situations, whether they decide to use those tax laws to their benefit or whether they have other plans for the money. That's not what matters to me or to us. What matters to us is that they understand the range of choices they have and that they make a good decision that's for them. So the more in-depth we can go with somebody and help us understand their situation, it helps us give them a better understanding of their situation as well.
As always, the most important part of this is that you have the conversation in the first place, and that does lie within your power to make the choice to do something about your financial future. And if you don't have a great financial or retirement plan in place, I encourage you to pick up the phone, give David and the team a call, talk about what it would be like to come in for their CPR, complete planning review, and make sure that you resuscitate maybe a fledgling financial plan, or just make sure that the one that you have in place now is in great shape. You can call 913-317-1414. That's 913-317-1414. And always online at coveryourassetskc.com. That's coveryourassetskc.com. Great way to listen to past episodes of the podcast, read lots of great information, tap into the good resources that David and his team have pulled together for you as well. And you can find lots of ways to contact the team through that website as well. coveryourassetskc.com. David, thanks for all the help talking about the stretch IRAs today. Helpful information as always, and good examples too.
Yeah, you bet. There's one other thing on my mind here, Walter. We're recording this in May of 2019. It's kind of weird, but just over the last 3 weeks, there have been two bills introduced in the Senate, co-sponsored by a Democrat and a Republican, which gives me the thought that these might actually have a chance of passing. But they're looking at making a few changes to IRAs and stretch IRAs, one of which is that instead of being able to stretch this thing out for your lifetime as the beneficiary, it might have a 10-year maximum. There's a bill in the House right now that would have a 5-year maximum. My guess is this. Since you've got a Republican and a Democrat sponsoring, there's a pretty decent chance that something is going to get passed. There's a pretty good chance that over the next 5 or 10 years, things are going to change in this area. Based on history, there's also a pretty good chance that whatever you do today with a stretch IRA, that choice that you make will be grandfathered into the future. In other words, Congress is unlikely to undo something that you did today. They'll just change the rules on people doing this in the future. So again, make sure you make a really good educated decision today, because the benefits to you can last a lifetime. Walter, this is a fun topic. I hope people got a lot out of this. And it's always a pleasure to chat with you. And I'll look forward to next week when we hit another topic.
We'll do it all again exactly a week from now. You're certainly right, sir. And if you can't wait another week for a fresh episode, don't forget, we've got lots of them already recorded with lots of great topics covered. Go back and listen to ones that are of interest to you. You'll find them all helpful. Check out the different headlines and topics we discuss. But you can do that by going to coveryourassetskc.com or by subscribing to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app. For David Dickens, I'm Walter Storholt. We'll talk to you next time right back here on the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.